It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. And weather today in Hawaii is just fabulous. And before I get sidetracked and all that, I wanted to mention about the Nifty 50s bash the other Friday. Was it last Friday? Yeah, last Friday. And we had special guests, Donna Makaro Kim. So we couldn't talk too much about the bash or anything about it, but now I can, and explain to you that the people that didn't go, how much you missed. You missed a lifetime, folks. It was really, really a lot of fun. I mean, going back in time, when cars was great, when life was fun, when the music was great, when everything was great, you can't beat it. Yes, there was no cell phones. There was no texting, and talking about texting, there is a device that's going to be coming out. It's called a text buster. You install it into the car, or the manufacturers are going to be putting it into the car, and you won't be able to text. That's a good thing, because then nobody will be able to be texting while driving. Okay, so anyway, the Nifty 50s bash, chairman by Wendell Kwan. Wendell did a great job. Him, his family, and his committee did one bang up job. The decorations were out of sight. I wonder what he's going to do for next year. Anyway, it was fun. It's really a lot of fun. Anyway, if you missed it, too bad. Register early next time. Okay, the water state. How many of you remember what water state on Ward Avenue looked like back in the 50s and 60s? It was beautiful. So whose idea was to break it all down and build the NBC Arena? I don't know. That was so sad. And Aloha Motors facility, where the convention center is now standing. Do you all know that that ground there is saturated with motor oil? Aloha Motors never had an oil disposal tank when they drained and changed oil. It was drained right into the ground. So that that whole property there is saturated with motor oil. So how was it that they could build the convention center over contaminated soil? I guess you have enough money or enough pull politically, you can do it. You should change your wiper blades every 6 months, folks. If you don't, you're going to end up with swirls on the windshield, showing where the wipers used to go. Okay? So, I would recommend changing the wiper blades every 6 months. If you want to know what brand, what type, they're all about the same. If you have a radiator leak and you're leaking coolant, the best radiator stop leak to use, I'll sit down on this one now, is black pepper. That's right. Black pepper that you use on your steaks, your eggs, and everything else. Pour a bottle into the radiator, fill it up with water, and cap it off. It'll stop the leak. Black pepper doesn't dissolve. So when you eat black pepper, don't worry. When you get cut, the black pepper will stop the bleeding. That's just joking. Okay, so it doesn't dissolve. Okay, check your motor oil, folks. Make sure you have motor oil for one, and check the color of that motor oil. If it starts getting dark, have it changed. Okay, too many people are driving around with low motor oil. Every day we see it. People come in and don't even know they don't have motor oil. They have only one quart when it takes five. Okay? The motor is expensive, folks. The cheapest motor is around $15,000 and up. A V8 Toyota engine runs $29,000. So take care of it, make sure you have good motor oil, and make sure most of all you have oil. Okay, on my last test yesterday on fuel, Shell is up there. Gasoline octane is up there above. They're two notches above Tesoro. So back in the ball game again. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. If you have a question, a comment, whatever. Okay? Last week we had a doctor call in that accused me of all kinds of stuff that I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, I don't think that was really nice. I think that guy is really rude, and he should have his manners checked in first, because I don't go talking about him that way. He should have his facts before he opens his mouth. Okay? Now, the rail, a lot of people favor the rail. A lot of people don't. Well, think about it, folks. The people who ride the buses will ride the rail. So, it's going to be split up, or they won't ride the other. So, either the rail's going to be empty, or the buses is going to be empty. One or the other. They're not going to pick up extra riders to go ride the rail or ride the bus. Okay? Not unless they shut down the roads. Then they're forced to ride the rail. But while building the rail, they're going to shut down some highways. And can you stand those highways shut down for a year, 2 years, 3 years? The traffic is going to be horrendous. Think about that now. Nothing comes free. Nothing comes without pain. Okay? So, you must think about the rail. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? Using ethanol keeps the injectors clean. A lot of people think that there is 10% ethanol in the gasoline. I've tested and tested. I have never found the ethanol in the gasoline at 10%. The most I found is 6%. The least amount, was 2%. So, you go figure. Okay? A lot of people are buying ethanol, additional ethanol, and putting it in. You can put up to 30% with no modifications and no problems. So, if you haven't tried it, give it a try. You'll love it. Okay? Like I said, if you have a question, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who do we have on the phone? We have a caller? Oh, you're panicking now.
You have Derek and Kona.
Okay. Hi, Derek.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. I've got a 2000 Chevy Venture minivan that I had delivered here from California, and I'm ridge owner on it, and transmission's starting to slip. Anything I can do about that?
Well, what year was that again?
A 2000 Chevy Venture minivan.
Okay. I take it you never serviced the transmission.
That is correct.
Okay. See, you know the saying, pay me now, pay me later?
Yeah.
If you had serviced it, and I recommend using the AMSOIL synthetic oil, it can go 300,000 miles with no repair.
Wow. Okay.
I have customers that are doing that right now. They're on 300,000 miles on the original transmission, and it's running like brand new.
Wow. I've got 100,000 miles on it, and it's not running like brand new.
I know. You see, the heat kills it, kills the oil. And when the oil loses its lubricity, it eats up on the clutches. So
right.
You got one or two things you can do.
Uh-huh.
Have it overhauled.
Yep.
Which will cost about $2,500 to $3,500.
Okay.
And at that time, make sure they put in the AMSOIL transmission fluid.
Very good.
With the AMSOIL transmission fluid, you don't have to service the trans for 100,000 miles.
Very good.
Okay. But if you don't want to spring for that money, then have somebody drain out all the oil from the trans. About 5 quarts will come out.
Mm-hmm.
And refill it with 30 weight motor oil.
Wow. Okay.
And it'll run for a while. A lot better than it is now.
Yep.
But you still, one day, if you're going to keep it, you're going to have to overhaul it.
Exactly. And when I do change my oil regularly every 5,000 miles on this car. What the car that's this old or 2000 year 2000 with a Chevy engine year 2000 100,000 miles? What should I stick with? What the grade of oil the grade and weight of oil they have in the manual, or should I change that as the car gets older?
I would stay with that, whatever the factory recommended, but I would recommend using the AMSOIL.
Excellent. Well do, and thank you for your information. Greatly appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. We're about ready for a break. Are we? Wanda? Are you there? She's trying to set up. Are you ready?
Are you taking a call or are you going to go?
Either way.
We have Rob online from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, George. George, you want to hear a good one?
What's up?
You know, you're talking about the rail, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Last week at the Kahala Neighborhood Board meeting, in attendance was former Governor Cayetano, Judge Walter Heen, and Council Member Stanley Chang. And Council Member Chang stood up in front of the whole room, George, and because he was being asked about it, because he is for rail, yeah? Even
mm-hmm.
though he represents this southeast end of the island, which has nothing to do with rail other than our pocketbook. And he told the whole crowd in attendance, George, that the rail is not going to do any, not going to help the traffic at all.
That's right.
In fact, he went on to say that it's going to make it even worse.
That's right.
And everybody just looked at each other and went, holy cow, this has got to be a first for a local politician to tell the truth finally. It was, I mean, I thought there was going to be an earthquake or something, you know. So I thought you'd get a kick about hearing about that one.
It's about time.
Yeah.
But that's the truth. And it's been the truth ever since the first thinking of going rail.
So the question still goes back to, if that is the case, George, then why are we spending billions and billions of dollars for something that ain't going to do nothing?
Because somebody's wallet's getting fatter.
I guess we figured that one out, huh? Okay, George.
Thanks.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409. Okay, we're rolling back again with Rolling Bob. Where's Rolling Bob? Hello?
Hello?
Are you on? Are you rolling?
I'm waiting. I just heard the shh, and then I didn't hear anything.
Wanda's a little slow today.
Oh, well, you know, it's such a beautiful day. You know, we have that Polynesian paralysis.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and then, you know, the other day I'm driving down Nimitz Highway, and do you see all the work they're doing down there? Putting in trees, putting in grass, and I was looking at how fast they're doing it, and I remember, oh, APEC is coming. So I guess when APEC shows up, they can do road work and stuff really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're not coming, it's like, you know.
Whenever. Like,
they've been widening. They're going to widen one lane in Hawaii Kai on Kananaole Highway. They've been working on it for a year to knock the sidewalk and move it back to put another lane in. It's like unbelievable. I drive by, there's one guy standing there with a shovel. I'm in the
because
wrong
APEC is not going past there. Hello.
Oh my goodness. And then, but what I was really thinking about this week was, do you know that they haven't really redesigned traffic lights?
What do you want them to be, square?
Well, actually, because you know I'm Rolling Bob and I did my research, you know what they're starting to do in different parts of the country? The traffic lights have different shapes. Like the green is round, the yellow is a like triangle, you know, like a caution sign, and the red is square. And that's for people that are colorblind. They can't tell the difference in the color of the lights.
You know, Bob, I don't care if people are colorblind or what. A lot of them are not supposed to be driving because they go through a solid red light and not even know it.
Exactly. So you know what I was thinking, and then I know I'm going to go a little long. Here's my suggestion. You know how they have the LEDs? and you know that bar that comes out, they should make the traffic light the whole length of that bar. Then there's no way you can't say, oh, I didn't see it was red. You know what I'm saying, George? The whole
No, they're not paying attention. They're on a cell phone.
Oh, you know, don't even get me started on that. I don't even know why they have that law. I could solve the state's debt problem in a week standing on one corner writing a cell phone ticket. It's just everybody.
And your target on the back will get bigger.
And the funny thing is I'm sitting at a light. I look to the right. There's a police officer on his cell phone.
What?
Yeah, he can be on the cell
talking
phone.
Talking on the left. Then I look to my left. There's a person in their car on the cell phone.
Yeah, he's talking to that guy on the cell phone.
Oh, like, yeah, what does he call him up and say, hey, bro, you know, you're not supposed to be on the phone.
Yeah.
Anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Boy, you get him going, it's never stopping.
Okay, we have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hi, Kristen.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
Well, I have two questions for you regarding brake fluid. I know you've mentioned the one guy, you call him Dot 3 or whatever.
not Dot 3, Dot 4.
Oh, okay. But you should. So you're recommending that I use Dot 4 and never Dot
exactly.
3? Okay.
And Dot 4 is it's a heavier duty brake fluid.
Okay. And is it good for 2 years like you usually mentioned?
Oh, yeah, it's good. But most of all, it has a higher boiling point, so if you have to really ride on your brakes, it doesn't boil.
Okay. And this is even, well, I'm assuming you have to do a brake flush, right? Either heat through each line?
Always use Dot 4.
Dot 4, okay. And another thing now is my valve cover gasket there. I hadn't got to it because I had ordered a Toyota OEM part, but it's back order for God knows how long. It could be 3-4 months. I mean, would you have any recommendations as for good quality gaskets for just the valve cover gasket?
Well, I would recommend using AT205.
But if I wanted to really get the job done, it would replace
the gasket. If you want to replace the gasket, just use Felpro.
I'm sorry?
Felpro. F-E-L-P-R-O.
Those are like the best.
They're good.
And what about OEM? Would you go for OEM or?
Too expensive.
Okay. But if price wasn't an issue, you'd go for OEM?
Yeah.
OEM. Okay. AT205, because I told you last time there, it's about $50 a bottle, so.
What?
Probably better doing the gasket, you know?
Oh, my God. Go with the gasket.
Yeah. Probably the best bet. Alrighty.
Okay.
Appreciate the info.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Tom from Waipio.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George. First, I got two things for you, and I got one for the Rolling Bob. For Rolling Bob, the stoplights are red on the top, yellow in the middle, green on the bottom, and that's international. And that is made so that people who are colorblind know that the green is always on the bottom and the red is always on the top. And it's an international color code for traffic signals.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you don't have to worry about colorblind people.
Yeah, they just got to get off the darn phone.
Right, exactly. Okay, and I got two things for you. The first one, George, you're talking about the gasoline, Shell, Tesoro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to use Shell at a certain Shell station. I don't want to name the Shell station, and the gas used to be real good. And then, one day I got a bad tank of, 92 octane, and the car started to miss. And, I knew it was the gas. As soon as I ran that tank out and I put a, fresh tank from another location, the car ran good again. So anyway, my point is, I know you test the gasoline, but I don't think you test for every Shell station, right?
I test about three of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, and it varies from location to location. Cause
you got it.
And the other thing, too, is there's some, in my younger days, I don't know if they'd still do it now, but there were some unscrupulous station owners, and they would put 87, well, that back then it wasn't 87, I think it was 89, into their, the higher.
The premium.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they would get more money that way. So you got to watch out for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because the station will put the the lower octane into the tank of the higher, supposed premium gas.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a tank full and say, geez, my car's not running as good as it should be. So, you know, that's the thing I wanted to point out on that. And then the last point is, you know, I know you're always talking about rail, and I know you're anti-rail, and I was anti-rail also, but the reason now I've kind of changed is, as I brought up on the previous show, is, you know, the thing is, you're correct as far as all your reasons about the rail, about, you know, not going to take cars off the road.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you don't live out this side. I live on this side of the island. I've been living on this side of the island for like over 25 years or 30 years. And I've seen the population increase and the traffic increase. And the thing is, they're still building out in Ewa Beach, and, you know...
they're not supposed to be.
Well, they're building out in Makaha, they're building out in Waianae. I mean, have you ever been to Waianae 10 years ago and today? The difference just within 10 years...
it's grown.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Waianae used to be, if you go during the day, you know, or during a work day, it was like, you know, deserted. It was pretty... you go out there during a weekday today, it's packed. I mean, and the weekend, it's even ridiculous.
You know, before they develop any place like that, any developments, they have to get an EIS. They don't.
That's the thing. They're going to keep building and keep building and keep...
you see,
because,
money,
you know, on the east side of the island, it's already set. The population is stable on the east end, you know, and central Honolulu... I mean, they can't build any more than what they have. I mean, they might build a little more, but on the west side of the island, they're building and
because
building.
Because there's no sugarcane fuel.
And they're also building in central Oahu and the North Shore, and all that traffic has to come.
Yeah, because you don't have sugarcane fields anymore.
Right.
So but if you make ethanol and you grow sugarcane, then there's no more room to build.
That's true, but in the meantime, the population is increasing. And if you were to live on this side of the island and see the traffic...
I wouldn't.
See, and that's exactly the people who live on the east. You said, well, I don't live there, so I don't care.
Well, you know, way back,
but, you know, the thing
10
is,
years ago, I was looking for a house.
Yeah.
Okay, I found one in Aiea. I said, okay, I'm going to try that. I'm going to go out there early in the morning and try driving to town. I got in the traffic. I said, forget it. I ain't moving out there.
Iea is nothing. Iea is
I know.
That's the good part. You
I
try
know.
Live past Iea. Try live past Pearl City.
No.
You
no
know?
Way.
But the thing is, okay, as far as the rail, the other thing, too, is they're going to keep... okay, say we stop the rail today. 15 years from now, they're going to say the rail. You stop that 15 years from then, they'll still be bringing... and every time we start the rail, we already spend over half of... billion.
It's not supposed to be because
we spent 500 something million on a study.
Yeah, but the
and
people
so,
who are
got,
doing
and,
this, listen
we,
now,
yeah.
The people who are doing this are not successful business people.
Right, but we're going to keep doing this every 15,
they're spending
20
waste,
years.
You're wasting money.
Exactly, and we're going to keep wasting money until we build it, so we might as well build it and get something for our money.
There is the railroad track still there.
Right, okay.
That's the cheapest way to go. It's like the Lahaina train. You refurbish a train and you let it go. The train can serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner to offset the cost of the running of the train.
And I agree with you.
And
you know,
instead of running electricity, like the rail will be running, you run it on ethanol.
You're correct. So
it's
we gotta change this. I mean, not stop the rail, but we gotta transfer
roll on the ground
to some, like you said, a train.
Yeah,
but there's no movement to do that, you know,
because there's no money going in anybody's pocket.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
They don't care how ugly Hawaii will look like. They want the money.
That's right. But for me, I say, you know, the reason why I say to build it is at least we're gonna get something for instead of nothing.
Well, I believe in doing the train on the ground
They can have that as a rail. But as far as a rail up in the air like Disneyland, forget it.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks.
Aloha.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. Who's on the line?
We have Harry from Kaka'ako.
Hi, Harry.
Hi. That gentleman that just called you before your break, doesn't he realize that if we don't get ethanol into Hawaii now, what he will be paying for gas later on down the road?
But people don't look at that.
Only time. Sound like a smart gentleman. Tell him do the math.
Only time people look at it is when it's over their head.
It's too late. By the time it's too late, then...
Yep.
You know, we're gone.
That's right.
If something ever happens that we can't get any oil in Hawaii,
we're
we
gone.
Dead in the water.
Yep.
Elevators, no electricity, that's it. Then mm-hmm. What we're going to do?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. What's going to take for the people to open up their eyes?
It's going to take the actual disaster to happen before they wake up.
That's true. Very true. Very true. And then if they don't do it before that, it's coming.
Oh, yes.
It's all coming. Right. Thank you, George. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Whether it's about the car, comments, whatever. We're flexible. Okay? And you have questions about your car,
you can call us. With no shame. We'll talk to you about it. Okay? Anyway, it's really hard to check your gas mileage today because the quantity of the gas that you're getting, it varies from pump to pump. The pumps are not accurate. They don't pump, so a lot of the pumps don't pump exactly a gallon of gas. So how are you going to check gas mileage if you're not getting the right amount of gas? You see what I'm saying? For instance, if you get if the pump that you're pumping at pumps an inch less than 1 gallon, 10 gallons would be 9 gallons. You understand what I'm saying? Because 10 inches is 1 gallon. Okay? So how are you going to check gas mileage if you're not getting the right amount of fuel? A lot of you are checking your mileage the wrong way. Okay? So, I would recommend calling Consumer Protection or somebody or your representative and complaining about the state not checking the quantity of the gas at the pumps. Okay? Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Wanda, are you ready with the Crestec Cleaning Center trivia?
Well, how about another
year?
No. How about the second worst intersection?
Oh, you make it easy, yeah?
Why? They had a hard time getting the first one.
Well, all they had to do was go down King Street and guess every intersection. You'll hit it.
Maybe not.
Okay, so second worst intersection, folks, back in 1930s. How's that one? Okay, Crestec Cleaning Center is donating the trivia prize. So you go for it. See, all she can say is call us back tomorrow. Okay? So, anyway, we had a guy using some kind of a fuel octane booster, and the boosters do burn out the plugs, folks. Okay? They actually kill the spark plug, so they cost you a lot of money. The best thing to use for octane booster is ethanol. You can add up to 30% to your gasoline with no modification, and there's no damage. All this stuff that the small engine clinic is saying and whatever is saying, it's not true. I've done the tests, and we're still testing to prove to people that ethanol does not damage anything. Okay, who's on the line?
We got Tom from YPO.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, George. I just wanted to call back to clarify. I am not against ethanol. Nothing. I don't know where that other caller got I was against ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
All I was just saying was pointing out to your listeners that you got to watch which station you fill up at, because every station, no matter even if it's Shell or Tesoro.
Oh, we're fixing that.
Yeah, because, and like you said, nobody checks the gas. They can put the regular in the premium tank.
No.
You know, and nobody will know.
I just had a meeting with Shell. Aloha Petroleum actually owns Shell. I had a meeting with them yesterday. Was Friday, right? Yeah, yesterday. And they are going to be checking the stations and make sure that the quality is number one.
And also, well, I don't think you have that problem, this problem today, but before, a lot of the tanks would leak and water would leach into the gas. And, well, that was a problem back, 20, 30 years ago. But,
Not anymore.
Since then, everybody's been digging up and replacing their tanks with, I guess, fiberglass tanks or something, which caused a lot of stations to close because they couldn't afford to change their tanks.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, just wanted to clarify my position. I'm 100%, for ethanol.
Have you tried it?
In a small quantity, yes, but I haven't been able to go to your place every time, because I live, like what I pointed out, where I live, the traffic just to get to your place is
well, crazy. That's why a lot of people bring in 2 or 3 5-gallon containers.
Yeah, well,
that's the easy way.
Yeah.
But you're fortunate because you can get it here on Oahu. But the people on Kauai, Maui, Molokai, and the Big Island are all calling like crazy because they want to try it, but we can't get it to them. Mm-hmm. See?
My only question for you is, if I do get on this, I mean...
You're going to be hooked.
I know. That's exactly right. I believe you. The thing is, can we get the supply? Can I be
oh,
like,
yeah. That's no problem.
You know, that's one thing. I don't want to change over to something and then, get my car running a certain way and then once I go back...
We'll always have it.
Okay.
Okay.
And, you know, the other thing, like I said, the problem is I'm not going to go into town on the weekdays and Saturday...
I'm open on the weekend.
Yeah, so are you open on Sunday also?
Sure.
Are you there Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, terrific. Well, I'll be there.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, George.
All right.
Hello.
Okay, who's next?
We have Devin from Pearl City.
Hi, Devin.
How's it going? Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to ask, questions, one political, one car. What is your opinion about the former governor running for Senate, and then what is your overall opinion about the new Chevy Camaro? Thanks.
Okay. On the Chevy Camaro, I don't recommend.
Oh, okay.
I prefer the Mustang.
Oh, cool.
Because... number one, Ford never went belly up or bankrupt.
True, yeah.
Okay, and the Mustang has a lot better engineering done than the Camaro. A Camaro has independent rear suspension, and the differential, the rear axle, is not that strong like the Ford. Okay.
Oh, interesting. Thank you.
So you got to look at features like that, not just the outside.
Yeah.
You got to look at what they did inside. And as far as the motors on all of them, I don't like the motors.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would rather prefer the older motors, because the motors before, way back, is a million times better. But as far as the overall, I would prefer a Ford.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
And what was your thoughts about the former governor running for Senate? Do you think...
former governor?
Yeah. Ed Linda Lingo.
Oh, you step on a hard spot there.
No, I just wanted your opinion.
Well, I look at it this way. Okay? How much did that person accomplish for the people of Hawaii? That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, like if you're going to hire somebody to work for your company, you look at what accomplishments did this person coming in as going to be your manager for your company. Okay? I know a lot of companies don't look at that. Like Aloha Airlines. They hired a person that made Ward Estate go bankrupt. You don't hire somebody like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Hey, thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. Aloha. Okay. Who's next?
Well, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and before we get to our calls, I recommend the best place to have dinner, and it's really nice, is the Trot House. Trot House is located right next to the Ilikai. Wonderful place, wonderful food. I should say good food, great food, and great prices. Nice atmosphere, good place to have dinner, Trot House. And if you're going to the Big Island, to Hilo, a nice place to stay, and I mean nice, folks, is the Nanilo Hotel. 100% restored, renovated interior. And they're going to be working on the outside later. But the interior is fabulous. Go check it out. If you have to stay at a hotel in Hilo, check out the Nanilo. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Charlene from Kaneohe.
Charlene from Kaneohe. Who is Charlene from Kaneohe?
Hi, George.
Hi, Charlene.
How are you?
Okay.
I just wanted to call to personally thank you for what you did to my car. I wanted to let your listening public know that you and Todd did an awesome job on my car. My car runs better than it did when it was brand new. And if you need anything done to your car, folks, I would recommend that you take it to Nita's Auto Repair. The job is excellent. Like I said, the ride is much, much better. Even when my car was new, I'm just so shocked. I have so much more horsepower. I'm running 50% ethanol in my car right now, and it's wonderful. I love it.
Yeah, I heard from Wendell. Wendell said, Charlene said, go get my ethanol.
Yes. Yes, and so he just put it in this morning, and I filled it, and it runs great. But, George, thank you. I got a lot more horsepower or a lot more power in my car, and like I said, it's running smoother and much more quiet, and it's wonderful. I just love it.
And Charlene's car is what year?
It's a 1991 BMW.
Oh.
Yeah, it's 20 years old, and just today we ran into an old friend. She said, you know what? I saw you the other day. She says, I just love your car. And I said, you know what? I love my car even more. I said, and since you got it fixed at Nita's, I said, I love it even more. I said, because it's running beautifully. I mean, honestly, George, you know, I just said, I didn't want anything special in it, but just I just told you to fix it, and whatever you and Todd did is fabulous. It's just fabulous. I love it.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Run smoother, quiet. Like I said, I just can't express how wonderful it is. So, folks, if you guys need anything repaired in your car, take it to Nita's Auto. I highly recommend it.
Thanks, Charlene.
Okay, George. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay.
Okay. We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hi, Rob.
George, I forgot to mention to you that I went ahead and I called down to Senator Kim's office.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that, this is for everybody, that Senator Kim, there's not a bill or a number yet, but she is proposing supporting testing, you know, for octane and ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's working on putting that bill together. So I went ahead and contacted Senator Sloan, who represents my district.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted everybody else to know that it's just a simple phone call to your senator, and all you do, whoever answers the phone, you introduce yourself, and just ask them to please support, when it comes across, to support Senator Kim's bill for testing. That's testing our gas, because nobody's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the complete history. They did it a long time ago, but then they ran out of money. They used to have...
Rob, they never, ever did it.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I was told, right? So I didn't want to argue
because
with them.
The guy
if you know better, yeah.
The guy that works or used to work in that department retired, and he said he never, ever did it.
Well, here we go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right from the horse's mouth.
So a simple phone call, you know, next week when you guys have time. Y'all got that cell phone glued to your ear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Find your senator's name and just push in the number.
Yep.
Easy. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, right? And just support Senator Kim's bill for testing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a public thing. It's nonpartisan. You know, it's not Republican, Democrat.
It's for the people.
Yeah, it's for all of us.
Yep. Good.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob. Okay, who's next?
We have Ben from Honolulu.
Hi, Ben.
Oh, yes, George, I got a question. You know, when you have a miss and you suspect it's an injector, is there a way of cleaning the injector?
If it's not too late. You can use injector cleaners or you can use ethanol.
Wow.
What grade of gasoline are you using?
Well, I got a friend. He chased the price of gasoline all over the place.
And what brand?
No matter what pump, just the price, because he feels that, you know, he gets the best deal. But
well, you know, today, I don't recommend deals because there's no such thing. You got to look at what you're getting and what results you're going to get, because the cost of fixing the vehicle is far greater than the pennies that you save at the pump that you think you're saving. If you have your friend put in Shell Premium along with 3 gallons of ethanol, eventually it'll clean out. It's the cheapest way to go.
I see.
And the safest.
And the safest.
Yes.
You know, if one comes to your shop and buy the ethanol, a dollar cost averaging, what would the price of a gallon of fuel would be?
Depending when we get it, because I sell it at cost, and it comes from Brazil.
Wow.
It goes from Brazil to Portland, from Portland to Hawaii.
So it didn't come true then, the plant...
If we can make it in Hawaii, the ethanol will be selling the same price as gasoline. And we keep the money here in Hawaii instead of sending the money to Brazil.
What's your opinion, George? You know, these hybrid cars with a battery...
I don't recommend it. It's dangerous.
You know, a lot of the auto industry is... going towards that direction.
Yeah. Well, you see, for one, it takes oil to make the battery. And if you're out of oil in the world, where are you going to get a battery from? If you don't have a battery, you don't have electricity. Electricity on the mainland is made by the Hoover Dam or whatever water dams, but Hawaii has no other way to make electricity other than oil. So, I don't recommend
electricity in Hawaii is pretty high already.
You know why it's high? I mean, people have to have common sense. Think, they're pushing the solar battery, solar energy and stuff, right?
Right.
The bottom line to any business, whether it be a coffee shop or anything, you have a bottom line that you have to meet. Now, if everybody switches to solar energy, your bottom line at Hawaiian Electric is going to drop. When it drops, you got to raise the electric price to be at the same place. You cannot operate with $1 billion less every year.
Right.
To make up that loss, you've raised the electric price.
Yeah. By the way, George, to my understanding, I think they're experimenting because of the efficiency of the dual-purpose car, the battery and the conventional, you know, dual-purpose. The government, don't be surprised if they're going to start charging based on mileage rather than...
No, it's hard. They can't do it that way. I mean, they tried taxing used cars according to the price you sell it for, and that didn't work.
I see.
So, you know, as far as the battery cars, okay, getting back to that, did anybody ever think about where you're going to dispose of those batteries? You cannot dispose of them like you do with regular batteries. So where are you going to put it?
And what's the cost of one of the replacements if something goes wrong, George?
$3,000.
Whoa! My goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pay me now, pay me later, man.
Yep. Well, I'll let you go, George. Thank
okay.
you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Aloha. Okay. So, anyway, let me put in some thoughts here before we run out of time. Okay? A lot of people are thinking about electric cars and looking at saving money and this and that, okay? But DMV is adding 100 to 200 pounds to your registration on their own to raise the price of your registration. And I don't know if it's the mayor or the legislature or whoever. What make them think that raising the registration is going to get people to register the car? Over 400,000 people in Oahu, on Oahu, is unregistered vehicles for the last 6 to 8 years. So, you're going to have more unregistered vehicles on the road. Why not just make those people unregistered register? You don't have to raise the price to the law-abiding people. Penalize the lawbreakers. That's what I'm thinking. What do you think? Is that a good idea? Try figuring it out, folks. $400,000 times $250 per car. You're going to be surprised. It's in the millions. Okay? So, anyway, just my thought. Okay? And if our politicians, the mayor or the legislature, can think about it, okay? If they can think about it, that's the best way to go. But the easiest way to go, raise the registration fees. Man, that really blows me away. Do you know that on the Big Island, it's $70 to register this certain vehicle? And the same vehicle on Oahu is $300-some-odd. What's wrong with that picture? Okay? Anyway. Oh, Board Up is telling me, get out of here. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, making the show. Take care of each other, folks. Drive carefully, and please don't drink and drive. Until next week, aloha.